Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Digital content creator with News Talk, Cillian Ginnity, is with me today because, Cillian, you are here to talk about all the reasons to be happy this week.
I am indeed, and I think we're going to start off with the GAA at the weekend.
I thought this was going to be lively, Jeff, but the Kilkenny boys have come out with sticks, Jeff. Oh, I don't believe it! So have the Wexford lads! This could kick off lively, Jeff! The boy, Podge Doran, Jeff of Wexford, he's butted him, Jeff! He's butted him with the stick, Jeff! Oh, straight into Richie Hogan's face! And the ref's reaching for a card, Jeff!
Is it a red or a yellow, Paul?
I don't believe it, Jeff! It's black!
Black? What does black mean, Paul?
I don't know! I think he's been sentenced to death, the lad!
Kip Grubb, of course, talking about the hurling. But this is the reaction in the UK to the commentary in the BBC about the All-Ireland final between Clare and Cork on Sunday.
Yeah, so for the first time, BBC Two actually showed the hurling All-Ireland hurling final across the nation, not just in Northern Ireland. So I didn't actually watch the game myself. I believe it was an all-timer. But I just watched Twitter because it was excellent to see the English reactions. So, like, we had Steve Beck. I'm watching the All-Ireland hurling final on the BBC at the minute. Never even heard of it. I have no idea what's going on. Like, hurling rules are wild. Pull your shirt, free kick, and a stern talking to. Smack someone on the head with a hurley stick. Absolutely fine. Play on. So, like, there was a lot of confusion of what the rules of the game were. Turned on the BBC this afternoon and seen this mad sport called hurling. It's wild. Quidditch, lacrosse, hockey, MMA, rugby, soccer, and egg and spoon all at once. You Irish guys are crazy. Like, most people didn't understand, but what they did get was the enjoyment of it. And not just for the sport, but also for the commentary. Putting his body where you wouldn't put a shovel. This All-Ireland hurling commentary team could teach the BBC football guys a thing or two. We may have a few new fans across the pond for one of our national and beloved sports.
It wasn't the only, I suppose, positive talking point that would come from the game.
No, GAA President Charlotte Burns had a very timely and profound speech about the Irish diaspora in his All-Ireland speech before the game.
For those people who are our diaspora, who left this country because of war and famine, and for your ancestors had to leave it, we are thinking of you today as you watch us. You are in Croke Park today, if not in body, but in spirit. And we thank the countries who took you in and gave you jobs and allowed you to make a new name for yourselves with our native games. Gura Mahag of Gallair.
Yeah, the GAA President Charlotte Burns speaking after the presentation, of course, too, in Croke Park on Sunday. More positive good news for one TikToker.
Yes, so as you are now coming to the cat side of life, and Andrea, there's a TikToker called SB Mowing. Now, you may have heard of him, or you may have seen his videos.
Say I have now, but
he's one of these ones that you have seen the video, but you haven't heard of him. So he goes around and clears up sidewalks or gardens for people who have either passed on or unable to keep on top of their gardens, and just to make the places look a little bit better. So while he was doing one of these videos, like, bear in mind, he has 40 million followers across all platforms. So he has a massive, massive audience. So while he was clearing one of these gardens, he found this little kitten that was injured. So he tried and failed to get somebody to look after them until he found Edgar and Ivy's Cat Sanctuary in Corpus Christi, Texas, who actually said they would help.
The Cat Sanctuary?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, what he didn't know at the time was the Cat Sanctuary actually specialized in taking and recuperating cats that were on the termination list. So that had gone beyond most would accept. So he gave this kitten, and the kitten started to get a little bit better, and it was all great. And he gave them whatever money he had in his pocket. But he then set up a GoFundMe, which has now raised over $200,000, which he didn't realize at the time that the Cat Sanctuary was on the way to bankruptcy within weeks. So he's actually keeping this going.
Nice,
the cat's going to be safe.
Positive news.
Nice bit of positive news. He's even renamed one of the buildings in his honour, SB Mowing Community Wellness Centre.
I know there's going to be a huge amount of focus on this over the next couple of weeks. The Olympics, of course, the opening ceremony isn't till Friday, isn't that right? But it actually kicks off today.
Kicks off today with the rugby sevens and the soccer, the football.
Now, we're in the rugby sevens, Ireland.
We are indeed.
Yeah, and, not the soccer, though.
No, we're not. But Hugo Keenan is part of the rugby sevens men's team, so we're looking pretty good. But the opening ceremony is going to be on the 26th. Are you going to watch?
I will. Yeah, I think I will. So that's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the ceremony is always a great one to start with, but it's a big year for Ireland. 133 athletes are heading over, which is our biggest squad we've ever had.
And actually following loads of them on TikTok.
Yeah, and we have some really, really good chances in medals that you'd know, like Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy in the rowing.
Athletics.
And, of course, with Rashida Adeleke, who's been in top form this year. But then also like Rhys McLenaghan in the pommel horse. So there's something for everybody there. But one thing I want you all to keep an eye for in the opening ceremony is the team actually have this fantastic uniform. Now, if you look at it kind of on the face of it, it kind of looks like a judo uniform, kind of uniformy thing. But the designer of this kit is called Laura Weber, and she's actually embroidered individual county crests for the athletes. So wherever you're from, and if you know you have an athlete, keep an eye out and you will get to see a little bit of your county represented. They'll also include four shamrocks representing the four provinces of Ireland and a four-leaf shamrock embellished brooch. There's also a small opera pocket in the front of the jackets referencing the suits that were first worn by the first Irish Olympians back in 1924. Plus, if that doesn't sell you to watch the opening ceremony, Snoop Dogg is going to be final leg of the Olympic torch tour.
What's in the connection with Paris and Snoop Dogg?
Paris and Snoop Dogg just makes sense. It's a cool place for a cool guy.
In what world does it not make sense? Yeah, no, I thought it was usually an artist from the opening, you know, or from the hosting country that performed, but obviously not.
I think Snoop Dogg and Something Blazing actually just works really well.
Right, there you go. Now, more good news for, I think, a lot of people who were a fan of this toy and my own childhood favourite.
I'm only your favorite woman of all time, Barbie! Barbie is a doctor and a lawyer and a senator and a Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah, she's back.
She's back and she's blind.
Right.
So Barbie has done a lot in the last couple of years to be a lot more inclusive.
That's right.
So they started off with in 2019 with the creation of Barbie Fashionista in a wheelchair. There's also hearing loss Barbie and Down syndrome Barbie. And now there is, to celebrate Mattel's 65th anniversary, Blind Barbie, which includes a visually impaired woman and some of the instruments that would be used by those that have the impairment. Mm. There's a disability activist called Lucy Edwards. She was the first blind person to get her hands on them. And Lucy, you may have seen on TikTok,
where
she kind of explains
the significance of it.
Yeah, and she also does really good explainers of how like Braille works and stuff. And she says it really means a lot that like if Barbie can be blind, then anybody can be blind. So it's really just positive, nice things to see.
Good stuff. Finally, Killian, I know happiness has been boiled down to a science, apparently.
What a good place to be. Don't believe that.
This is research that's out today.
Yeah, so there's an article in the Higher Education Journey that has looked into happiness hacks. It was a study of 228 undergraduates and it showed a noticeable improvement, about 10 to 15%. And 51% of the group reported that adopting these techniques helped them develop a more positive outlook. Now, you may ask, what are the techniques? Some of them are a little bit obvious. Perform acts of kindness. The more good you do, the more that your brain is going to reward you. Increase social connections. We are at the base of it, social creatures. So go out, have a chat with those that you like and you will be rewarded by your brain. Savor experiences. Sometimes you just have to stop and take in the world.
Enjoy the moment.
And it can reduce stress and help you appreciate the little things in life. They also say focusing on the positive. So it's kind of like manifesting, but studies have shown that those who regularly acknowledge positive experiences in life report higher levels of satisfaction. So if the bus is late, well, think about that you can chill out and look, people watch for that extra 5 or 10 minutes. Practice gratitude. And they say to take time to reflect on things that you're appreciative of. And if you're struggling to do that, well, maybe you start writing a journal or gratitude letters.
Yeah, so I know it might seem like the kind of the simple, the obvious things, Killian, but often we sometimes just need reminding of those. Digital content creator Killian Gillity. Killian, thanks a million.
Thank you.
For joining us here in Kilkenny.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.